the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, last Thursday, Northern Ireland took on the Ukraine and Northern Ireland won 2-0 with a goal from McCauley and McGann. It was their first ever win in the Euros and it has left Northern Ireland with a good chance of getting through to the final 16. Now, on the phone, I have a Northern Irish football fan, a crack fan, as we like to call him. Raymond, hello, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Anthony. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. So what did you make of the game? It was the first ever time Northern Ireland won at such a big championship. Were you celebrating for days after?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It came as a bit of a shock, really, because obviously this is the first time we've ever qualified for the Euros. So we actually come to the tournament and pick up 3 points and put ourselves in a position that we might actually progress is unbelievable. I'm sure we're still singing about the time we beat Spain in the World Cup, so I'm sure we'll still be singing about the time we beat Ukraine for years to come.
It's one of those kind of life-changing moments and certainly kind of a sports memory that people won't forget for years to come. But it came on, the first game against Poland. Quite a turn of eventry for Northern Ireland in this game. They were much more attacking, weren't they?
Yeah, well, it was good to see Michael O'Neill. I think he himself accepted that he set up the team much too defensively, sort of hoping for one chance maybe to nick a win. And it was quite negative, and in qualification we'd actually been quite a positive side. We finished top of the group. Kyle Lafferty, I think, got 7 goals. So it was he made 5 or 6 changes for the next game, set ourselves up in like a 4-3-3, and really took the game to the Ukraine, which I think possibly even surprised them. I know their manager said in the build-up to the match that he thought we played a very British style of play, which Michael O'Neill took a bit of exception to, considering Ukraine hadn't done much against the Germans. So, no, it was good to see the boys go at it and actually come away with two goals at the end of the day for us to celebrate.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyle Lafferty being a top scorer in qualifiers. He was dropped for this game, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, there was talk before the tournament to think of him possibly having a slight niggle. I know in training he sat out a couple of times. And obviously he is a talisman for us. Not quite so for Norwich, but I think his decision to drop him for the second game actually was justified. I thought Washington played his socks off and he gave us a good platform to play off considering how well he closed down the Ukraine defence. And I think as an ageing defence, that was quite good. It'll be interesting to see who he prefers up front against the Germans.
Yeah, because Washington came on the first game as well, didn't he? And he performed quite well for Northern Ireland. So it was good to see him in the team start-up against Ukraine.
Yeah, well, he's got a great energy about him, a very positive attitude, and he continually runs the channel. So I think it makes life difficult for defenders. And as a team, we tend to not have much of the ball, so it's quite nice to take a bit of relief off our defenders who spend much of the time sticking their head or boots through it.
Yeah, now the first goal McCauley scored, it was from a set piece. Is that somewhere where you think Northern Ireland have a good kind of play with set pieces?
Yeah, well, I think McCauley actually got 3 or something in qualification. He may have been our second top goal scorer, which sort of says a lot about our sort of style of play. But at the same time, though, I think you've got to play to your strengths. Like watching even England at the start of the tournament where they had like Harry Kane on corners, they didn't really have a clue what they were doing. It's nice to see a team like Northern Ireland who, like Norwood got a great cross in. Our corners have tended to be very good in the tournament. They've given us a good platform. And I think you've sort of just got to play to your strengths. We know we're not the most technical of teams. We're not going to beat the Germans through a possession game. So I guess opportunities like free kicks, corners, we really have to make the most out of them. So it was nice to see that pay off. And obviously the celebration and the reaction of the crowd was unbelievable.
Yeah, and did any players kind of stand out in particular for you on the night?
Against Ukraine, I thought it was a great team performance. I thought Johnny Evans had a cracking game against Yarmolenko. Meant to be a very, very skillful and talented player. And to be honest, he didn't really get involved in the game whatsoever. So I think there's got to be a lot of credit given to him. Again, as I said, Washington, he ran his socks off, which obviously gives the team a nice breather. And, you know, my favourite Northern Irish player is Stephen Davis. I think he's extremely underrated in the Premier League. It was nice to see him sign a new deal with Southampton during the week, but he's so composed on the ball, and I think others around him, he really gives them a sense of calmness. And at times we can be quite frantic, and we have to spend a lot of the time defending. So it's nice to have a player in the middle of the park who has such a level head and is able to give us a bit of composure at much needed times, it can be said.
Yeah, and there was a lot of criticism last week of the kind of the nervousness of the team. I think a lot of people felt that the occasion got the better of them against Poland. It's good to see them kind of against Ukraine then doing better on that. And do you think that's something they will improve on? Will they feel quite anxious going into the Germany game, or do you think they've kind of hit a stride now?
I think with the Poland game, what sort of happened to the players was the occasion might have been got a bit to them too much. Like, it's obviously our first time at the European Championships. A lot of our players don't play necessarily in the top leagues. So it is quite a daunting experience. And I think it may have just got to them. But I think throughout the week in training, Michael O'Neill seemed to give them a sense of belief that, you know, you boys deserve to be here. You finished top of your group. You've got a great fan base behind you. And at the end of the day, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So go out, sort of enjoy yourself, play your football. And at the end of the day, whether they win, lose or draw, as a country, we'll be behind them. We're just very proud to see them out representing us in a good manner. So I hope they go out against Germany and, you know, enjoy themselves. You know, they are playing the world champion, so there has to be a degree of, you know, trepidation. But I think the most important thing is to go out and, you know, leave everything on the pitch. When they walk off afterwards, they can say, you know what, came to Paris, we gave them a good go, we played against the world champions. I mean, stranger things have happened. We beat Spain 3-2 quite a few years back with a David Healy hat-trick, and we managed to beat England at Windsor Park as well. So stranger things have happened, and we've just got to go out and believe in ourselves, and fingers crossed, you know, we managed to progress, if not in second, possibly as the best third place qualifier.
Well, this is the thing I was going to say. The third best team kind of makes it interesting, that route to qualification to the final 16, because Northern Ireland can't finish any lower than third in the group. And, you know, a draw might be enough to get through.
Well, I think the 4 points would be enough, considering Albania beat Romania last night. That was a good result for us to see. And by the looks of things, 4 points will be enough to get through. Who we play in the next round would be interesting. I'd love to get England. I think there is a possibility of that, depending how we play. But, you know, we've just got to go out there and test ourselves. And the fact that we're in a position where we're even possibly getting into the last 16 is crazy. So, fingers crossed, one way or another. To be honest, it melts my head how it works. I'm sort of trying to come up with some sort of maths calculation to figure out how we get through, who we play. I don't think anyone actually knows how it works.
Yeah, just the thing. There's a lot to it, isn't there? There's fair play, and there's different coefficients as well. It's a very complex system, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't certainly like to be on the end of analysing it, but I think we're just sort of hoping that at the end of the day, they say, come on ahead, Northern Ireland, you can play another match. we'll see what happens.
Well, this is the thing, as you can only try your best, I guess, or the players can only try their best. And that game, of course, is on Tuesday. If you're listening to the live show on a Monday or repeat on a Tuesday, you still have time. It's on Tuesday at 5 p.m, Northern Ireland versus Germany. Where are you going to go and watch it? What's the atmosphere like? Because you're based in London yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm based in London. I think I've got my jersey ready. It's in the wash, so I'll probably stick it on and head into, you know, sort of Leicester Square area. There's a good contingent of boys that I sort of grew up with. We all live in London, so I think we'll all go in the town to sort of hope for the best and mix in with everyone, really. Hopefully there'll be a lot of German fans, there'll be a lot of Northern Irish fans, football fans in general, up for a good time. Yeah. And I think what's been nice, obviously, in this tournament is to see the Irish fans on both sides, you know, representing themselves and carrying themselves in such a positive manner and mixing in with other supporters. I think that's important, because at the end of the day, you know, our rugby teams are able to do it. Why can't the football teams do it? So fingers crossed, Central London tomorrow. It'll be a nice sea of green, and we'll have a reason to celebrate. I'm sure we'll have a couple of pints, regardless of the result.
Well, I've got all fingers and toes crossed for you, Raymond. Thanks very much for chatting to me, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Fingers crossed, and it's all on positive notes. Yes, thanks very much for having me.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
You know, it's like people, general public, who maybe don't have the chance to read music magazines or wouldn't go to a lot of smaller gigs, are being force-fed this you know, it's true though. Yeah. I mean, you kind of want to go, you want to scream, no, you think that's good? Where do you hear this?
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show, What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.